Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. There are now 26 deaths from COVID-19 in the state of Iowa. The Iowa Department of Public Health confirming 102 new cases for a total of 1,048. There is a new case in Woodbury County for a total of 9. Buena Vista was just added to the list of 78 counties now seeing infection. The impacted person is a middle-aged adult. The Tyson Foods plant in Storm Lake is taking extra hogs from a closed pork facility in southwest Iowa. More than 24 workers in Columbus Junction tested positive for the coronavirus. At a news conference this morning, Governor Kim Reynolds says food production is an essential business.
Do appreciate them closing down for a week so that they can take care of their employees and again take all of the precautions that they need to keep the supply chain safe.
Reynolds urges workers to stay home if they or anyone else in their household is sick. Tyson says the closure could extend for even more than a week and all 1,400 workers will still get paid during the furlough. Siouxland District Health releasing updated guidelines for social distancing during the pandemic. Officials want to remind people to follow recommendations of no more than 10 people per gathering. They also discourage drive-by activities and parades for schools, nursing homes, and birthdays. And Iowans who need help paying their power bills will get more time to apply for assistance. The application process for Iowa's Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, has been extended through the end of May. State administrators say the average payment from LIHEAP is $470. Contact the Community Action Agency of Siouxland for more information. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.